Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. We have an army all around us. Today we look at 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." We were standing in an airport in Oregon, gathering our things as we headed to Sun River for our younger son's wedding. Four adults, 2.5-year-old twin girls, and their 2-month-old little sister. The numbers say we had them, 4-3. Nope. The baby was crying and the twins just wanted to be anywhere but waiting for a rental car. We were losing big time. Not just in airports with little ones at the end of their ropes, but on any given day, you and I can feel like we did that day. We look around and the struggles of this life sometimes seem to multiply faster than our ability to get them off our plate. We tell ourselves, "I can do this. I've got this." But in our hearts, we feel our confidence slipping. "What else can I do?" we ask ourselves. In the middle of the night, we may think, "If only I could, then all would be okay." Satan loves this scenario. He loves to see us in a state of doubt and uncertainty. He smiles as we keep telling ourselves that we can handle things and fight our fears on our own. That's quite similar to the prophet Elisha's servants' thoughts as they were at war with the Arameans. The king of Aram sent horses, chariots, and soldiers to surround the city. Things were not looking good for God's people. "Don't be afraid," Elisha answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." God provided a miracle by striking those who surrounded the city with blindness. Elisha went out, spoke to them, and led the Arameans unknowingly into Samaria before the king of Israel. After feeding them, he allowed them to return to their master. What an unlikely resolution to a terrifying scenario. Life can be hard. No one escapes the struggles of life in the world. Sin and evidence of sin are all around us. But so is God's army of angels. In love, God sends his angels to surround us, to protect us. Does that mean that we will walk through life unaffected by hardship? No. However, we can face those hardships knowing that we're not alone. God has promised to be with us in all things. He has also promised that he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91:11. Our battle with Satan is brutal, but our God is more powerful than Satan and his lies and deceit. Do you feel like you can't do it alone? You're right. None of us can beat Satan, but Jesus did. Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven were all for us to assure us that we are at peace with God and Satan is defeated. So as you face each day, you can be at peace knowing you're not alone. The battle against sin is done, and God's angels are there all around you. We are at peace with God as his dear child, loved and protected by our Heavenly Father. Today we pray together Christian Worship Hymn 924, verses 1, 5, and 6. "Abide, O dearest Jesus, among us with your grace, that Satan may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. Abide with your protection among us, Lord, our strength, lest world and Satan fell us and overcome at length. Abide, O faithful Savior, among us with your love. Grant steadfastness and help us to reach our home above. Amen." Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.